The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Kofei. Over the last 3.5 daf, we've learned different mishnayis, various halachas, that Chazal were makel on Shvusin, and we say in Shvus b'Mikdash. In Beis HaMikdash, different dinim derabbanan do not apply. The name of the klal is in Shvus b'Mikdash, as the Gemara refers to it, is a machlokes achronim, gedolei achronim, how far, how broad are the parameters of this klal of in Shvus b'Mikdash. There's a mashal in Shabbos daf mem beis, and the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. The Mashal would seem to be mashma that not even all Shvusim of Shabbos go under the heading. It's based on the test in Perikol HaKelim and Shabbos and the Kuv Chavs. And the Mashal seems to understand that it's only Shvusim of Muktzah, of certain Malachas, which we say in Shvusim HaMikdash, but other Shvusim, even Shvusim of Shabbos, we would be Machmir. There's a Prichodosh in Tov Samach Aleph. Prichodosh is one of the Mepharshim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim. Tov Samach Aleph. It's a very fascinating case over there. It's talking about a Mishnah in Menachos, which talks about the Lachmei Toida, the Korban Toida, which is brought in the Beis HaMikdash, was brought together with Lachmei Toida. Lachmei Toida had within it Lachmei Challah and Lachmei Matzah. There were some of the loaves that were baked for being brought with the Korban Toida were chametz, and some were matzah, and the chametz and the matzah could not mix because the matzah had to be matzah and the chametz could be chametz. Had to be chametz the same way it is by our chametz and matzah. Problem is that if they were baked in one oven, there's a klal of recho milsa. It's called in the sugya in Pesachim, it's a sugya in Chulin. Recho milsa means, a sugya in Avodah Zarah actually, when two things are baked together in a small confined space, like a smallish oven, then the reach, which emits, the scent, which emits from the food, can be considered as permeating the food which is in the oven with it, in which case it would answer it. Which is an interesting discussion if one wants to use, for example, just throw out a case where it's negeah, because usually, even though the Paiskim discuss reach and milsa in terms of dvar masurim, there's the discussion that normally negates. Most times we don't cook dvar masurim in a oven, but let's say if one wants to bake a milchtik cheesecake in an oven which is fleishig, so one wants to bake a fleishig dish which is not covered in a milchtik oven, over there would be a shad of reka milsa. A little bit complicated, we won't get into the details, but in any case over there, there's a question of the lachme chal and matzah that are together in the oven. The chal and matzah to each other have a din of iser because one would be mekalkel the other. The question is that recha milsa should be a problem. So over there, what's discussed is that the reach, the prichodesh discussed that the reach is only derabbanon, and he says that since it's only derabbanon, ein shvus b'migdosh. The prichodesh. There are other explanations in the poskim. That's the way the prichodesh understands. That's why you can put them together in the same oven. Obviously, we're not talking over here about Shvusin of Shabbos. The Prichodesh gives much more of a blank check to this klal of in Shvus b'Mikdash. He holds that it's even on Shvusin which are not Shabbos. There are other poskim. Kivayga discusses Kivayga is in Chuvis and Madur Tlisosim and Nun. It's an interesting case also. He's talking about a mikveh where there's a chshash that it was made with mayim she'uvim, mayim which was not produced naturally, mayim which did not go into the mikveh naturally, is called mayim she'uvim. A certain amount of mayim she'uvim will pass on the mikveh midrabbanon, and there's a discussion over there about whether one can make a construct a mikveh in a certain fashion. One of the rayas that's brought in the poskim is from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, that says that they put hot water into the mikveh that the Kohen Gadol was toivel in order that he shouldn't be obgeschwacht in the middle of Yom Kippur from the coldness of the water. And what's discussed over there biyachas to the fact that that would be a psul of the mikvah midrabbanan is the fact that Enshvus b'mikdash, and Rabbi Akiva Eger makes reference to the marshah. But what he does with the mashor that we mentioned in Shabbos Daf and Beis is to explain something in the middle, that Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash is only on Shabbos and not other Yisroel. So there's a mashor which narrows it to certain types of Malacha Shabbos. Seems to be a prechodesh with the Tzad and Reb Kiva Eger that Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash is true on any Isser Midrabbanon. And there's something in the middle where Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash is only on Isurei Shabbos. What I want to do in order to bring out the significance of the Sefer Erevin as a whole, finishing up Ezes Hashem today, Daf Kufay, the last Daf in Erevin. It's been a long haul, and the Sefer Erevin is a difficult journey. And I'd like to take a deeper look in context of Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash and Masechta Zeirin. There's something unique and special about this Masechta. It's the only Masechta in Shas which really bases itself on Dinim D'Rabbanan. In most areas of Torah there are Isurim D'Raisa, and there are Tosefos, as in every area, in every Chelek in Shulchan Aruch, and every Masechta in Shas, there are Dinim D'Rabbanan, the Chazal Moisiv, to safeguard the Shleimus HaTorah, in order to safeguard our Kiyum HaTorah in its totality. Erevin is kuloi based on Tagonis Derabon. There's no source almost for the Isurim, for the different dinim that are in Mesechas Erevin. The Gemara in the second parak, about 80 daf ago, refers to the Baskol that was Yaitu when Shleimus HaMelech was Mesechan Etil Sudayim and Erev. And the Paschal said, "Biniim chochom, ato yismach libi gamoni that Shlaima Melech was zoichet his the shleimus of his being the chochom, because ish was the fact that he was mesaken takonas derabbanim." So we see that there's a special yachas of dinim derabbanim. There are dinim derabbanim, as we said, in every area of Torah, but there's a special yachas to dinim derabbanim of Maseches Erevin. What I understand to be telling us this klal of Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash is as follows. Chazal referred to the pasuk of Shir Shirim, says Ki Tovim Deidecho Miyoyin, and Chazal referred to that as saying Ki Tovim Deidecho, more beloved. Tovim Deidecho, Chazal say Tovim Deidecho Shal Divrei Seifrim Miyeno Shal Torah. More beloved to the Rabbanu Shalom is the Siyogim on the Takonos of Chazal than the dinim of the Torah itself, and the dinim deraisa. Why is that? Because the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us this Torah for us to keep, for us to learn, for us to master. But what we offer the Rebbeinu Shlom kiviyochol, if we can speak that way, is the fact that we add on our own initiative, Klal Yisrael, in following and being loyal to Tachanos Chachamim, we're moisif b'tzeinenu atoiv onto the Torah. That creates more of a chavivus by the Rebbeinu Shlom than our kiyum of the Torah itself. Chazal referred to the Takonos Derabbanan as the Chazal say that the Torah itself is like a rose garden. Chazal referred to the Medrash and Shirshim, and around that there is thorns in order to protect. So to speak, the world outside of Kiyum HaTorah is a hostile world. It's a hostile environment. I don't mean the world that we live in today, but b'chlal, Olam Hazeh is a world full of nisyonis, and the world outside of pure Torah is a place where there are many nisyonis. It's very easy to slip up and to lose focus, to lose track. Chazal instituted at every turn and every twist of the way, every twist and turn of the path through life, Chazal instituted Takonos Derabbanan in order to safeguard that area around the Torah, that gray area around Torah where it's so easy to trip and slip and slide. Chazal Mesakin Dinim Derabbanan to give us a handle on being Mekayim Torah in its Shlemus, to be Mekayim Torah in its totality. That is the role of Dinim Derabbanan. But we understand that that's all because there's a world which is Mali Nisyonis. There's a world which is missing Tikkun. There's a world which is dangerous. There's a world which is Kula Nisyon around that place of Kiyum HaTorah. Well, as soon as one goes into the Beis HaMikdash, one has entered a realm of Shlemus, to the world of Tikkun HaNefesh. The Mishnah tells us in the 5th Perek of Novos that Asar Nisim Nasalav Isenu Beis HaMikdash, and the Maral explains that it mirrors the state of perfection which was created in Asar Mamor Shabbat Nivra Ka'ilam Nasar Nisim Shanasalav Isenu Al Yamsuf Nasar Nisim that were Nasalav Isenu Ba Mitzrayim Nasar Sadivis, the Shlemus of the Tikkun of the world before the Chet of Adam Rishon is mirrored in the Asar Nisim Shanasalav Isenu Beis HaMikdash. Maral says that the Beis HaMikdash was a world of perfection. It was a world before the world that we live in, which is Mole Nisyonis, a world which is Mole places that a person could slip up in his kium, in his dedication to mitzvahs. Therefore, when a person was in the Beis HaMikdash, without that hostile environment, there's no mokum for shvusim. The shita that holds that there's ein shvus b'mikdash at all holds that a mikdash, which is a mokum of perfection, doesn't have a need for the takonis d'rabanan, does not have a need for us to add the fence, the barbed wire fence, so to speak, around Kiyum HaTorah midaraisa. There's one shita that holds that even in the Beis HaMikdash, since there is a world outside which is lurking, even in the Beis HaMikdash there would be a mokum for shvusim. When do we say in shvusim b'mikdash? Only on Shabbos. Shabbos, which is Kulei Toiv, Kulei Tikkun, Shabbos, which mirrors the Shlemus of the Bria before the Chet of Adam Rishon, Shabbos, which heralds the creation of a world which is Kulei Tikkun, Yom Shekulei Shabbos, Yom Shekulei Menucha, Yom Shekulei Olam Haba, Yom Shekulei Tikkun, at the end of time. In that world, where there's Shabbos on the outside, plus it's in the Mokum HaMikdash, over there there's Ein Shvusim. So this is really the grand finale on the Masechta, which celebrates our dedication to the Kitoyim Dedechem Yayin, our Kiyum of Dinim Derabonon, of Siyogim, of Takonis, of Gzeris Derabonon, of the Baskol, which rejoices in Klai Yisrael's willingness to subject themselves to more Chumris, to more Dinim, more Yisurim, all in to protect their integrity in keeping Torah Bishlemus. And that's the theme of Maseches Erevin. As we enter Maseches Pesachim, we enter with a new idea. Maseches Pesachim is full of halacha. It starts with the Raises. It's a very rich Masechta, full of the various parts of the Yom Tov Pesach and the different Issa V'Het and the different Mitzvahs Hayoyim. However, there's one important facet which is not really discussed in the Masechta, but in our practical observance of Pesach, there's introduced, more than any other area in halacha, I believe, the idea, the importance of minhagim. The time of the year when Klal Yisrael rejoices, Klal Yisrael celebrates in kiyum of family minhagim, minhagim of where we come from, minhagim of where our family comes from in generations past, like we say in Yiddish, from Vim Mishtam, that the place for minhagim, most importantly, Seder night, is the Yom Tov of Pesach. And that's because the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of the creation of Klal Yisrael, has to be based on a family unit. Klal Yisrael primarily exists in terms of the integrity of the family unit. The mishpacha of a Yid is his base of operation, is his base of development, especially children, in developing a keshav, a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Erevin is the place where we find expression in our kiyum mitzvahs by adding, so to speak, by following Chazal, we add our own initiative to Ratzon HaBorei, which expressed in the Torah Deraisa, by having Siyogim and Gzeiros Derabanan. Psochim is how we find the vehicle to relate, to bring Torah down, and to prepare for a new year of Kiyum HaTorah, to reinvigorate ourselves and refresh ourselves in our dedication to Torah by making Torah relevant to us on a personal level. How do we do that? That is the Torah HaMinhagim. Al Titesh Torah Simecho, Shema Bini Musar Vicho, Ve'al Titesh Torah Simecho, the Musar Vicho, the Takonis, the siyogim which were added by Avicha Chazal, al titash teres imecha, the Mefarshim explained, refers to the family scene where the minhagim that make Yiddishkeit relevant and immediate and refreshing to every single new generation, and that's what really what keeps us. The siyogim, the restrictions on the one hand, and the minhagim that give flavor and spice and meaning to a Yiddish life which is full of kiyum Torah mitzvos and regim should help us. We should take the shleimus of Maseches Erevin that we've learned and start Maseches Pesachim with a new brand, with a new energy level, and we should, both in the realm of adding to Torah, taking initiative in bringing ourselves close to the Rabbanu Shalom with the restrictions of Erevin and with the Torah Simecha of Maseches Pesachim, we should go to greet Mashiach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.